Well, I've got no use for the women. A true one may never be found. They'll use a man for his money. When it's gone, they'll turn him down. They're all alike at the bottom. Selfish and grasping for all. They'll stay by a man when he's winning and laugh in his face at his fall. My pal was a straight young puncher, honest and upright and square. But he turned to a gunman and gambler, and a woman sent him there. Quicker and sure were his gunplay, till his heart and his body lay dead. When a back row insulted her picture, he filled him full of lead. All night long they trailed him through Askers and Chaparral, and I couldn't but think of the woman as I saw him pitch and fall. If he'd been the pal that he should've, he might have been raising a son instead of out there on the prairie to die by the ranger's gun. Death's slow sting did not trouble. His chances for life were too slim. But where they were putting his body was all that worried him. He lifted his head on his elbow. The blood from his wounds flowed red. He looked at his pal troops about him and whispered to them and said, oh, bury me out on the prairie where the coyotes may howl o'er my grave. Bury me out on the prairie and some of my bones be saved. Wrap me up in the blanket and bury me deep beneath the ground. Cover me over with boulders, a granite huge and round. So they buried him out on the prairie, and the coyotes still howl o'er his grave. But his soul is now a-resting from the unkind touch he gave. And many a similar puncher, as he rides by that pile of stone, recalls some similar woman and envies his mold and